Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors. And the springtime has sprung, and the trophy rockfish season has begun. And it all kicks off today. Wild turkey season is also today for the youngsters, so hopefully we'll get some young folks calling in. And then coming up on Tuesday, the spring gobbler season opens for bearded turkeys in Maryland, and that is a anticipated event for those who are involved in turkey hunting. Now, I enjoy turkey hunting. I'm not good at it. I've never killed a turkey. I don't have a lot of opportunities. I don't take a lot of opportunities because it's a busy time of year for me. But that being said, it's a great time to be in the outdoors. Easter holiday weekend, Good Friday yesterday. We remember the events leading up to the crucifixion of Christ. Tomorrow we celebrate his resurrection and, you know, God's gift to the world to forgive us of our sins and to grant us eternal life through his grace. So we always want to keep that at the front of our mind this weekend. So while you're out there, you know, in God's nature, think about the one who created all of it. Let's talk to Paul in Glen Burnie. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Alan.
What's up?
First thing I'd like to say, happy Resurrection Weekend to you.
Exactly.
And I'm very thankful for that.
You and I both.
And all the flowers are starting to bloom. I was wondering if it's time to fertilize my rhododendron.
You know, if you have some good fertilizer, some good natural fertilizer. You don't want to step in it, but you can certainly sprinkle it around on your rhododendrons.
You know I'm teasing you.
Of course.
Now, I wanted to ask you, I've recently learned about the 300 Blackout, the Caliber 300 Blackout.
Okay, I don't know much about it, but go ahead.
That's what I wanted to ask you, if you knew much about that.
Nope, I have to research that. No.
Building an AR, and you can do it in the 5.56, the 300 Blackout, or the 7.62x39.
Right. Well,
which I already have a mini 30, which that's what that comes in, the 7.62x39.
Right. I've got the I don't know if you call it a mini. It's a ranch rifle with the. With the 5.56, which I really like, so
that's the Mini 14.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's a nice rifle. The one I have is just a bigger version that shoots the 7.62.
Yeah, got it. I don't know what the 300 Blackout is. Maybe somebody who's more versed in that in the modern sporting rifle world could help us out with that. I haven't researched it enough to know about it, quite frankly. So give me a week or so, and we'll revisit that one. How's that sound?
Sounds wonderful to me.
Yep.
And I'll get that fertilizer on my rhododendron.
You make sure you do that. Why don't you chamber that AR in Moab caliber? I think that would make a pretty good impression.
Yeah.
Show up at the range with that.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that was another question about the Marysville.
Yes, sir.
Can you just go up there to join a club? I know there's like 26 of them.
Yeah, they would love to see you show up. They'll walk you through the process and take your application. The best thing to do is go online and take a look at it, just like it says in the commercial message. But, yeah, they're good folks up there. They got two multi-purpose ranges, which are, you know, the rifle ranges, muzzle loader, handgun. They have a specialized handgun range. They have the trap. They have a lot of opportunities. There's, you know, 3,500, 4,000 people use that range on a regular basis, and you may as well because it's pretty close to you. And then, you know, we've got a couple other ranges out there, but they're not working with me, so we have to recommend the ones who sponsor the show.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so.
Yep.
All right, buddy.
All right.
I'll do some research.
All right, good.
Thanks, Paul.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Take care, buddy. Bye-bye.
Have a good bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, how about that? Sine die. The end of the General Assembly, the adjournment, and we have our assessment online. A lot took place there that involves the hunting community in the General Assembly this past session. It's all on our website under the breaking news category. And that's mdhuntingcoalition.org, and you can read it for yourself. Not bad, but here's a little bit about it. Maryland, this is about Sunday hunting. The Maryland Horse Council, which proclaims to be pro-hunting, remains hell-bent on ending Sunday hunting of deer with firearms by 10:30 a.m. in order to feel safe while riding. The Horse Council realizes that a statewide proposal will be met with vehement opposition by the hunting community, which would mean they would repeal all 25 or 30 local hunting bills for Sunday hunting and replace it with something else. So instead, the Horse Council has focused its opposition, its strategy, by concentrating at the local level, and with some success in this session. There were three local bills to expand Sunday hunting by allowing DNR to determine via the annual regulatory process Sunday hunting of deer as an alternative to their existing guaranteed statutory authorization. Now, that, using smaller words, what that means is DNR can regulate Sunday hunting absent a law that grants privileges to hunters in that jurisdiction. Okay? So there's a difference between legislation, which is a bill, a change to the law, which is passed only by the General Assembly, and a change in regulation, which is promulgated by the Department of Natural Resources. Okay? So three local bills to expand Sunday hunting by allowing DNR to determine via the annual regulatory process Sunday hunting of deer as an alternative to their existing guaranteed statutory authorization, or what's in the law. Those three were Kent County, Montgomery County, and Wicomico counties. Here's something to keep in mind. When a local government consents to forgo existing statutory authority to hunt deer on Sundays in favor of a regulatory consideration, there comes a risk. What happens if and when Maryland next elects an anti-hunting governor who arguably could use the annual regulatory process to curtail hunting in general and end Sunday hunting in particular? In other words, if it's set in the law rather than by regulation, and a governor wants to monkey with it and put anti-hunting people in positions of authority with the Department of Natural Resources and simply say, I don't want any more Sunday hunting, it's much easier to eliminate Sunday hunting when you give control of Sunday hunting to DNR rather than have it enacted into law. I know it's a lot of stuff. Anyway, having such authorization safeguarded by law eliminates this very real future scenario. So here's what happened. Lawmakers from Montgomery and Kent counties consented to a 10:30 a.m. statutory cutoff if DNR agrees to expand future hunting of deer via the regulatory process. And that's an if. They don't have to. Here's how it is in Montgomery County. At present, one can hunt all day for three different days, three different Sundays. Youth Sunday, Archery Sunday, which is the first Sunday in November, and Firearms, which is the first Sunday of the firearms season. These same three full days are not changed, but Montgomery has agreed with passage of House Bill 310 to forgo such future full days of firearm hunting of deer only, assuming DNR authorizes additional Sunday hunting with firearms there. Okay, they don't have to, but if they did expand it, you would have to quit at 10:30 a.m. Stupid, but that's what it is. Here's how it is in Kent County. At present, one can hunt all day for three different days, youth, archery, and firearms. Same 3 days. Youth weekend, first Sunday in November, and the first Sunday of the firearm season. As amended by the Senate and concurred by the House, the guaranteed full day of archery has been eliminated. And the only full day of firearms hunting is restricted to a youth hunt and a firearms hunting Sunday to be determined by DNR via House Bill 312. All future firearm hunting of deer in Kent County, again, only if allowed by DNR's regulatory decision-making, must terminate by 10:30 a.m. Admittedly, in both Montgomery and Kent, DNR could consent to expanded full day of archery hunting for deer, but will not know until DNR next releases its regulatory framework for this season, 2017-18. Thus, the importance of participation at DNR's annual hunting regulatory meeting. Why Comico County lawmakers rejected the 10:30 a.m. amendment advanced by the Senate via House Bill 894. Noteworthy is this passage of Sunday hunting in Kent County for turkey without the 10:30 a.m. quitting time applicable to firearm deer hunting because House Bill 312. House Bill 305 adds Kent County to Calvert, Caroline, Carroll, Charles, and Dorchester that allows Sunday hunting of turkey throughout the spring season. The only time limits imposed are those levied by DNR by regulations. What are your comments? 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We're open to anything you want to talk about. You want to talk about trophy striped bass? We'll do that. You want to talk about youth turkey hunting? We'll do that. You want to talk about what happened in the General Assembly? We'll do that. If we don't get the calls, we'll continue with our assessment. But right now, we want to welcome back Papa John's Farm. Has a new sponsor for the next few weeks. If you enjoy gardening, I always like to recommend Schillinger's Papa John's Farm in Severn, just off I-97. Now, Papa John's greenhouses, and with the weather, I'm telling you what, they are bursting with beautiful plants and flowers. Annuals by the pack or the flat, perennials by the pot, bedding plants, planters, hanging baskets, colorful pansies, impatiens, petunias. They even carry the proven winter specialty plants. Now, Papa John's Farm has all the vegetable plants, too, ready to plant in your home garden. Tasty tomatoes and squash and onions and watermelon, cantaloupe, 10 varieties of hot peppers and herbs and much more. Papa John's Farm is located just off I-97 at exit 12. That's 8029 New Cut Road in Severn. You can drive right to the greenhouses, make your selections, or call 410-969-5909. Think about flowers and plants from Papa John's Farm for your garden or for your church, maybe even Easter tomorrow. Mother's Day is coming soon, too, Sunday, May 14th. Call 410-969-5909. Papa John's is open every day. Visit Schillinger's Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on you. Gun owners, your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is celebrated at the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore. It's where I shoot. Since 1944, the AGC on Marriottsville Road has brought shooters together in a safe and friendly environment to enjoy the various shooting sports and to help them become better shooters. Why not see what the AGC has to offer and then sign up? Over 3,000 shooters call the AGC home, and you can too. New members, mention me and get a $10 discount on your range badge. For more information or to join an AGC club, call 410-296-3947. That's 410-296-3947 or visit associatedgunclubs.org. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blind, and the hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck blinds dealer. Check the Redneck blind website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. Gun owners, hunters, and shooters, Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, HafersGuns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, HafersGuns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, HafersGuns.com. Class 3 firearms, HafersGuns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom, easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing, 240-347-4906, above precision, beyond accurate. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Paladin, Paladin, where do you roam? Paladin, Paladin, far, far from home. Have gotten, will travel, reach the card of a man. A knight without armor in a savage land.
That's the Hunting Coalition in Annapolis.
His fast gun for hunting.
All right. Let's talk to Bob in Rushtertown. Morning, Bob. How are you? Bob in Rushtertown.
Make a call. Please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up.
Well, I'll fix that. Thank you. Who's with us? Anybody? Hello? Wonder what happened to Bob. Call back, Bob. If you have something to say, we'll be more than glad to talk about it. Did a little research there during the break, and we found out that the 300 Blackout is a specialized round for semi-automatic firearms to be used in certain situations. It's basically a 223 Remington or a 221 Fireball that's been necked out to accommodate a 30 caliber bullet or a 7.62 bullet. doesn't have a tremendous amount of velocity. It's only 125 grain is only 2,200 feet per second with 1,360 pounds of energy. Plenty enough to hurt somebody, kill something or whatever. But when you bump it up 100 grains to the 220 grain, you're at only at 1,000 feet per second or 498 foot-pounds, which is less than a 30-30. The 78 grain bullet bumps back up to the 1,358 foot-pounds at 2,800 feet per second, and then the 90 grain bullet might be the one you want to think about. The Barnes bullet is 2,550 feet per second, 1,300 foot-pounds. So, you know, it carries a small rifle caliber. It's designed to fit in the M4 or the AR style rifles. All right, now we got it. Natalie, good morning. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Did you hear that about the Blackout?
Yep, Dad heard it.
Yep, good.
It's funny because he actually had the radio turned down because I was listening to you through my phone, so I'm holding the phone up to his ear so he can hear you talking.
About the 300, yeah.
Yeah, because he said he's talking about what I called about.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I tried to, you know. Yeah, you know, it's a feed. For the semi-automatic, it's a feeding problem from the magazine into the chamber through the mechanism, and that's why they developed this bullet. Some of the others have the more angled shoulders on the casing. So they developed this they stretched out the 221 Fireball or the 223 Remington and stuck a 30 caliber bullet in there. That's pretty much what it is.
All right.
All right.
Yeah. Thanks for letting me know.
I
wanted to call and say, hey, like, you know, I'm listening.
Thanks, Natalie. Appreciate it.
You too. Have a good morning.
You too. Happy Easter.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right. Hey, congratulations to our buddy George Venker. George Venker. His picture was just in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. He killed a nice Sitka stag. And here he is with a state record white perch caught on April 7th. How about that? He caught it at a non-tidal white perch, too. Caught it in Loch Raven Reservoir, and there's some big perch up there. Whew, man, I'll tell you. You see them. 1.9 pound. It was 14 3/4 inches long. He was the bottom rig with a night crawler, top and bottom rig with a night crawler. And the previous record was 1.6 pounds by James Steyer. He caught that last August. So George Venker. So I first thought it was a catfish. He said, I'm really proud of him. I'm going to see if I can get an even bigger one. So good for him. Good for him. Good for him. Our buddy who's been on the air a number of times, Eric Slokovich, confirmed the species. And, of course, you can go online and look at the state records. But there's Mr. Venker holding up his state record white perch. Now, somebody taught Mr. Venker how to take a picture of a fish. Chris, can you see this? Can you see that picture? Think he's holding it out for the camera? No, huh? No, it stretches from his head to his belly. 14 3/4 inch white perch. Looks like it weighs about 40 pounds. Ah, Mr. Venker, I'm glad somebody taught you how to do that. That's pretty funny. Yeah, you kind of keep your arm behind the fish and push it out there a little bit. The fish is out there, and you know you're kind of in the background, but it looks like you're holding this giant fish. So yeah, you hold up a 14 inch fish, you know, close to your body, it looks like a 8 inch fish. So yeah. Nice job, Mr. Venker. Congratulations on that. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. So that's the comments on Sunday hunting that we have. On that, that was our assessment. a couple of gun bills came up. Well, a number of gun bills came up. And every session, there's an onslaught of pro and anti-gun bills introduced in Annapolis, so everyone knows. Maryland Hunting Coalition works closely with the Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Caucus in developing position statements on certain gun-related measures deemed especially detrimental to the sportsman's interest. The 2017 session was no different. Anyone seeking a copy of these caucus statements can visit and view them on the coalition's website, as all are written position statements on legislation the coalition submits. For the record, the two gun bills that were opposed were both defeated. The Senate Bill 467, House Bill 318 on antique firearms, and the Senate Bill 948 on the secondary transactions were both defeated in the General Assembly. A couple of other items of interest, landowner liability exemption. There was a law passed a couple years ago that gave landowners an exemption from liability if people were, you know, permitted to use their property. Off-road vehicles for one, cross-country skiing for another, and now hunting has been added to the exemption from landowner liability. The coalition stood with Delegate Clark in the caucus in finally providing liability exemption for landowners who allow individuals to hunt on their property that may become injured at no fault of the landowner. Passage of House Bill 1246 should measurably enhance hunting opportunities on privately owned land. previously closed for fear of potential lawsuits. So now when you're knocking on the door and seeking hunting permission, it would be advised if you were to print out a copy of House Bill 1246 from the 2017 General Assembly and have a handful of copies available along with your permission slip. Do a little research and check out the website or the DNR website and see what's already there through the department and hand any landowner that you're seeking permission to hunt from the copy of the bill and the copy of the regulations and say, you're exempt from liability if I get hurt on your property, if that's your only fear. So there you go. Another bill that passed was the apprenticeship program. The coalition stood with Delegate McMillan and the caucus in helping convince lawmakers to approve a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for certain individuals to hunt without having all the Maryland licensing requirements imposed for them. The effort was successful in House Bill 1427 was passed, which should measurably enhance future recruitment. It's the apprentice bill, which means you can go hunting and participate in the hunt, not just as an observer. You can actually harvest game without, one time only, during one season, without having to take a hunter safety education course. It's try before you buy, basically. It's been passed in a number of states. Maryland just came to the party this year. What else? Cow Nose Ray. Some people are interested in the Cow Nose Ray situation. Here's what happened. The Cow Nose Ray is an abundant species that migrates into the Chesapeake Bay to feed and to breed and to drop its babies in the Chesapeake Bay. That's why it keeps coming back here, okay, to spawn and then to return and to drop the, I don't know what you call them, puppies, raylets. Yeah, who knows? What do you call them? Anyway, they come in swarms, in squadrons, in overwhelming numbers during the spring and summer. And some say they're detrimental to the crab and oyster population, the clam population, which they may be. But there's actually been no real research done on their what they do here. So here's what happened. People like to, because they're close to the surface in certain times of the year, people like to go bow fishing for them and harvest them. You can eat them. You can, you know, take the wings and cut them into scallops or whatever, faux scallops, and fry them up, barbecue them. I mean, there's a couple of restaurants that serve them. And they're very good if they're prepared quickly. But because they're a cartilaginous fish, like a shark, you can't let them lay around. You got to process them quickly, because they have no excretory system. So the ammonia smell can be, you know, go through the meat very quickly. So you got to harvest them and kill them quick and make sure that process stops. So there were a couple tournaments in Southern Maryland. They've been there for 20 some years. And 2 years ago, one of the guys that ran one of the tournaments decided he was going to retire, and two young fellows took over without much experience, and there's a big backstory behind it. But basically what happened was they promoted this tournament. Animal activists got there, started recording some pretty bad practices brutal practices, actually. And you can go Google Cow Nose Ray on YouTube if you want and see that video, but it had a devastating effect on the folks at the General Assembly when they viewed this YouTube and the cruelty actually expressed by man on this species. So the Humane Society of the United States, headquartered in Maryland, successfully pushed for termination of Cow Nose Ray fishing tournaments, whereby archers competed for the taking of rays by passage of Senate Bill 268 and House Bill 211. YouTube videos of the actions taken on water proved too much for sensitive lawmakers. As introduced, these bills would have simply prohibited future tournaments. But Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Caucus, with input from the coalition, issued a statement of concern in conjunction with the Maryland Bowhunter Society, cautioning its colleagues that science should dictate fisheries management, not emotional rhetoric. Instead, a fishery management plan, which does not currently exist for cow-nose rays, should be developed as a prerequisite first step. Final version of the legislation, 1, requires DNR to indeed develop a fishery management plan before December 1st, 2017, and 2, prohibits cow-nose ray fishing tournaments until July 1st, 2018, a time which DNR's regulations will have been adopted. So, it's a one-year moratorium through this summer. That doesn't mean you cannot bow hunt for cow-nose rays. You just cannot organize and participate in a tournament for them. DNR itself, Fisheries Service, had floated scoping regulations to end any bow fishing for cow-nose rays beginning July 1st of this year through the end of December, which would have effectively shut down any recreational opportunities for bow fishing for cow-nose rays. We didn't think that was fair either. So the legislation kind of superseded what they were doing. Our joint statement, which can be read on the Maryland Hunting Coalition website, was put forth to the powers that be in the administration. The law was introduced, as just reviewed there, and we went to work on it and came, I think, out with a pretty good solution. So, and there's more. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. You can read all that if you're just joining us on the Maryland Hunting Coalition website. Our review of what happened to the hunting community, there's plenty there. That was Sunday hunting. We also talk about licensing of fox chasers, agriculture's stance on deer, funding for the Wildlife and Heritage Service. I mentioned the gun bills. I mentioned landowner liability. I mentioned apprentice. I mentioned cow-nose rays, and there's more. If we have time, we'll talk a little bit about it. But right now, it's time for me to tell you about our friends at Clyde Sports Shop. 'Tis the season. Let's go fishing. Fishing and crabbing supplies are abundant and in stock, and with such a wide variety at Clyde Sports Shop that I don't think even the pickiest fisherman or crabber can find anything that's not there. They've got, for crabbing, they've got bait, they've got traps, they've got open top traps, they've got rings, they've got nets, they've got trout line, they've got trout lines with the snoods already attached and prepared, ready to fish. They've got the seasonings, they've got the steamers, they've got the bushel baskets. Not sure what else you might need. For fishing, again, they've got fresh and frozen bait. They've got trolling lures for striped bass. They've got artificial lures for everything from white perch to dough baits for trout. They've got the power bait and that type of thing. They've got the lures for bass fishing. They've got all the hooks, the weights, the swivels, the terminal tackle, the leaders, the new line, the rods, the reels. The repairs. So for fishing and crabbing, it's Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road and Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. If you want to find out about the fishing, call the hotline, 410-247-3474. Pretty easy to remember. 247-FISH. Clyde Sports Shop. We love them.
Warm numbers for this holiday weekend. In fact, getting close to records for Easter Sunday across the Mid-Atlantic. Big June-like area of high pressure across the eastern seaboard, keeping the weather very warm here in Baltimore. High today, close to 70 degrees. Stray thunderstorm tonight, low of 60 degrees. A stray thunderstorm for Easter Sunday. High temps near 86 degrees. Cooler weather early next week, Monday, Tuesday, with 60s and 70s. Increasing threat for storms. I'm Scott Laurie Moore at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge serves not only a great breakfast from 6 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday and all day Saturday, but has some of the most delicious fresh-baked donuts, pastries, cookies, and breads on the Eastern Shore. Now, I don't go through the fast food or the chain store drive-thru when I'm on Route 50 heading to the marsh or going fishing. Oh, no, I'm patient, but my mouth and my belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or two and a fresh cup of Rise Up coffee. I just look for the big donut on the side of the bakery, and from 11 till 2, you can grab a tasty lunch, too. Dave and Gina Levy, your hosts, are trained chefs and strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery is located at 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think Big Donut. Visit their website or like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery, and be sure to stop by and say hello. Maybe you'll see me there. For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Crossing the highway late last night, it didn't look left and it didn't look right. Didn't see the station wagon car, skunk got squashed and there you are. You got a dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. You got a dead skunk in the middle of the road. And you're stinking the high you belong.
Little Loudon Wainwright III right there. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. You can kind of tell what breeding season it is for the amount of what roadkill you happen to see on the road. You know, it's squirrels right now. You know, I mean, every city street has dead squirrels on it because they're just chasing each other. Twice a year, squirrels breed. And, yeah, skunks were early. Skunks were, like, early February or something like that, if I remember. I don't keep track of the fur bear breeding, seasons, but it's not exactly what I do. Anyway, 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Got a great fundraiser going on, too. We just came through our benefit, which was very successful, but, you know, the struggle continues year-round with the Maryland Hunting Coalition because we work year-round. And, we've been on the phone, we've been on the email, we've been, you know, texting back and forth, all week since the General Assembly came to an end. And, working with lawmakers for future plans for 2018, some of it based on what happened in 2017. Some of the things that we mentioned here earlier we're going to have to take a look at and work with lawmakers to make happen or help to make happen in the next General Assembly, which, you know, January 10th of next year, it all kicks off again, but we'll be working straight through. So the fundraiser is a beautiful engraved firearm. It's a Ducks Unlimited Duck Hunter Tribute Browning BPF shotgun. This thing is gorgeous. Receiver's nickel. And it's got the 24-karat gold engraving on the sides. And it's beautiful. It's got a duck hunter on one side with the ducks coming in and the Ducks Unlimited logo there. On the other side, it's got a Chesapeake Bay Retriever and a lab and another group of ducks coming in. It's a gorgeous thing. You can see it online, again, on the Coalition website. The full view there is there. It's got a gold magazine cap, which is pretty nice. It's got the DU logo on the side. And how this came about, Ducks Unlimited had 300 of these, numbered 1 through 300. They didn't sell them all a couple of years ago. So they're still available. So we called the manufacturer, the supplier, and they said, yeah, you can still get one. So we're only selling 100 tickets on this. We're only selling 100. It's a $2,000 shotgun. We're selling 100 tickets on it, $50 a piece. Pretty simple. Go online, click it. It's on the store, and take a chance. At least go look at it, read about it a little bit, and you can research it if you want. You can Google it. I'm sure you'll find it. The folks that manufacturing have a very prominent website, and you can see exactly what we're paying for it on there if you want to go that far. But, it's just another fundraiser. But limiting the tickets to only 100, I think that makes it a little more interesting. 410 WCBM 680. Hey, look at that. There's our buddy, Captain Daunt, listening in Massachusetts today, and he's got a picture there of him on deck with a cow nose ray in a net. How about that? They're fun to catch. I will never forget. Kathy and I went on vacation to southern New Jersey, and we were fishing off the pier at down near Ocean City. What was the name of the pier? Doggone it. Anyway, Kathy got a bite. She set the hook, and this thing took off. I mean, we're fishing for flounder and whatever's there, little blue fish and little sea trout and stuff. This thing took off and almost spooled her. She got it back and walked all the way down to the end of the pier, down the steps, onto the beach to land this thing. It was a nice big old cow nose ray. But you talk about a fight. That's really something. And I'll never forget. I've caught several of them, and there's a couple that they're memorable. Not many, but there's a couple that are. One in particular, I was fishing with Tommy Goody in the Hunger River. We were fishing for the big tide runner sea trout. And I had a top and bottom rig on. Didn't know what I was going to catch. The technique is a bucktail with a piece of crab on it and a rubber worm. That's it. You throw it over the side and stick the rod in the rod holder, and when the rod goes down, you set the hook. Well, that wasn't good enough for me. I had to put a top and bottom rig out. So I got a bite, set the hook, and this thing took off. Out across the river, the water it goes. I'm fighting this thing. Tommy goes, you may as well break your line. I said, why? He said, that's a ray. I said, really? He goes, yeah, I'm reeling this thing, and it's fighting, I'm reeling. He goes, cut the thing off, let's go fishing. I said, Tom, this is a big fish. He goes, it's a ray, just break your line. I said, are you sure? And he said, yeah, break your line, I know what it is, it's a ray. I said, okay. So I pointed the rod at the fish, and cranked down on it, ba-king! Line broke. The line hadn't even recoiled back across the water yet to my rod. And Tom says, a big red drum axe just like that. you gotta love them. I'll tell you. Yep. Never a dull moment. Let's see. That was Captain Don. And there it is. John B. said, one of my favorite songs. Thanks for your nice words today. So, what else do we want to talk about? One more thing here. Let's talk about this. All right. Yeah, we'll get to that in just a second, Chris. There was a bill put in, actually in the House and the Senate, under Maryland law, fox chasing. On horseback with dogs, 50 horses, 50 dogs chase these poor little foxes across the meadows, over the river and through the woods. Whoever's land they want to cross on, they cross on. Whoever fences they want to jump, they jump. Whoever has an agricultural crop gets trampled. Oh, we have an agreement. Fox chasers are not required to have a hunting license. Even though if you're chasing raccoons and aren't going to kill them, you have to have a hunting license. If you're training your beagles on rabbits and not going to kill them out of season, you know, you have to have a hunting license. And anybody that goes with you to watch has to have a hunting license. So, but fox chasers can go horseback mounted with dogs, full field, with a single $10 fur taker permit for the entire group of 50. If I want to shoot a fox or a coyote in Maryland, I'm going to buy a $5 individual permit. Okay. So anyway, fox chasing is not defined as hunting. Thus, those who participate do not have to purchase the annual 2450 resident hunting license. Legislation was introduced by the leadership of the bipartisan Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Caucus through Senate Bill 1141 and House Bill 1629 to change Maryland law by defining this activity as hunting, meaning, among other things, that participants would be required to have on their person written permission to traverse one's land and possess a hunting license. The bills were introduced too late in the session for action, but the reintroduction in 2018 is all but certain. A particular note is a passage of House Bill 187. Wasn't shown as a hunting bill, introduced in St. Mary's County delegation, which has eliminated that county's prohibition of shooting any fox while it is being pursued by hounds. We invite you to connect the dots. We're going to take our final break, and we'll be right back with closing comments for our first hour. And our guest the next hour is Harry Hornick. We're going to talk about trophy striped bass fishing, this being the first day of the season.
Gun owners, nearby the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore has a full-service facility and gun ranges that offer all you need to enjoy your firearms and to become a better shooter. The AGC on Marriottsville Road has a 50-yard handgun range, 100 and 200-yard multi-purpose ranges, a trap range, and much more. It's where I shoot. No matter what you shoot, from rimfire to muzzleloader to hunting rifles and modern sporting rifles, the AGC offers it all. Over 3,000 shooters call the AGC home, and you can too. New members, mention me and get a $10 discount on your range badge. For more information or to join an AGC club, call 410-296-3947. That's 410-296-3947 or visit associatedgunclubs.org.
Attention gun owners, hunters, and shooters. Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom. Easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing. 240-347-4906. Above precision, beyond accurate. And while you're at Hafer's Gunsmithing, see a redneck blind on display. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blinds, and hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blinds website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carry nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Baylinex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
Linex. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
A red-headed stranger from Blue Rock, Montana, rode into town one day. And under his knee was a raging black stallion, walking behind was a bay. A red-headed stranger had eyes like thunder, and his lips, they were sad and tight. His little lost love lay asleep on the hillside, and his heart was heavy as night. Don't cross it, don't boss it, he's wild in his sorrow, hiding his pain. Don't fight it, don't spite it, just wait till tomorrow.
Maybe he'll ride on again. We're going to ride on out of here for this hour. So we are. But we'll be back. Harry Hornick called in. He's going to be joining us here as we begin the next hour. He's the manager of the Striped Bass program. And he will be joining us here on the first day of the trophy rockfish season. If you got to get out and go turkey hunting this morning with your youngster, that'd be great. If you're still in your truck, you want to call us after the first part of the hour, after the news, you can do so. Say hi. If you're out there on the water, well, we don't expect you to call in. We expect you to be watching your line. So get out, stay safe, protect yourself.